When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Yep, we're live. Hello, everybody. Hello. It's Nick here from Holistic Health and Anxiety Coaching. Also, I used to do some fitness coaching, mental fitness, which is all about mind setting, but I've gone into anxiety coaching and I'm, where is this coming from? I was about 2 years ago when I got myself the book called The Untethered Soul. Then I moved on with Michael Singer. Then I started to explore consciousness and unconsciousness, and I looked in avenues, how can I help others and help myself through, you know, learning more about anxiety and the mind and how it is, you know, how I can have some control of my mind and how I can stop the wiring or rewiring and be aware of it and my resistance, my spiritual non-resistance, so on. And so there's a whole bunch of discoveries. So what I've decided to do is do a short course, mini course, based on a book called Living Untethered, which means allowing the soul to be free, and the techniques involved, and certain questions to ask, and just this pure growth. And I wouldn't mind in this little broadcast. I just want to talk about, have a look at the course and open it up and just kind of breeze through it, cruise through it, you know. And it's called how to transmute stuck energy. You know, it is lessons from Michael Singer's book, and I put my ideas and other gurus like Eckhart Tolle and other people putting it together to have some sort of understanding and on it. So it is a quest. It is a quest for growth and spiritual awakening. The key is awakening. Many individuals find themselves like grappling with the concept of stuck energy, and stagnant, and and negative emotions, which are kind of creating impressions, which are causing more stuck energy to be stuck on other energy that we already have, like pain bodies. Eckhart Tolle, we call it pain body. Michael Singer calls samskaras, and these are just blocked energy, and the certain methods that we are discussing, how to deal with that, and I think for me it's I understand both gurus, both masters of the science of the mind, and allowing through the studies to loosen up and deactivate some of those samskaras or those pain bodies. And knowing how to be living from the center and really touching in, working with the essence, the ourselves, who's us, like working beyond us and above us, rather than working with the environment and the circumstances and what sticks and what shouldn't stick to our lives, and how to diffuse that, whatever's stuck, how to diffuse it, how to run it out, how to just kind of how to seriously look at blocked energy and how to release blocked energy. So I think Michael Singer says somewhere in his podcast that, we all could be happy. And there's a saying that we could be happy, and there's ups and downs, there's flow, there's like the ebbs and flow in life. Sure, there's ebbs and flow in life, but if we got to find out, if you're a true believer of life, energy and healing, now you know that with the consistent practice and unwiring what we know and conditioning what we know, all those past conditions, good or bad, we can enforce the goodies and maybe delete some of the programs that we're running on. And it does take practice. It takes like sitting here, you could be doing other things. You could be distracted with many other things. Life's a distraction. Or we can be here doing a mini course with me and learning from Eckhart Tolle and Michael Singer. So this course is based on this. It's just a short course that I'm offering this on Clubhouse, once again on Clubhouse. It's very cool, what a beautiful app. It's not about like Facebook typing things out and chucking in a few pictures on there, helping me get some attention, and then following through. Hello, I'm glad you love my photo. Yeah, let's chat. I want to chat about the photo. What does it mean to you? Let's share a story, blah, blah. This is right at you. This is like an app that you can actually talk into the app, and it's a live streams. It's current. You're talking to anyone over the world, and sometimes you get people like myself, other coaches that are sharing their goodness, sharing their heart out, you know, allowing others to grasp and learn. You basically talk about anything. If you got some stuff that you need to say, you just say. There's they're called clubhouses, and then you've got rooms you can go into, which allows you to talk your stuff out, especially guys who are holding on, working for pride and ego, who are working on like not good enough, and they're working on self-esteem or less self-esteem, or talking at like shame and guilt, all this sort of stuff, or even getting unhinged because life is now chucked a kind of a 360 degrees and it's gone the other way, and how not to take that so seriously and come out of the gloomy kind of feeling that it's all over. Well, it's not, it's just beginning, because one door closes, another one starts. So so you're looking into emotions in this little mini course, and thoughts and things that hold us back from experiencing the true inner freedoms and of joy and life. And anyway, Michael Singer's profound book, The Untethered Soul, encapsulates all this, and ideas and philosophies and practices. They offer valuable insights, practices, and to transmute this stuck energy. And especially in chapter of the Living Untethered, between chapters 36 to 39, goes into the diamonds, the treasure of how to transmute this kind of stuck energy, easily explained but not easily practiced, to allow us to live a life which is untethered from the burdens of our own minds, our mind conscripts, our own models of reality, our own conditionings. So we will kind of explore some of the keys, lessons, you know, to work with, and how to help us in transforming the process, or transformative process. The first area we'll look at is the power of awareness. What does that mean? Both authors, both gurus kind of emphasize the power of Michael and Eckhart, and always emphasize the power of self-awareness as a first step in transmuting stuck energy. Without the awareness, there's nothing. Understanding that, in layman's terms, that if you're not aware, you think it's normal. And then you just keep doing the silly same thing, living from the same program. But if you're aware, then you can pull yourself aware of that strong matrix. You can pull yourself away from that, and you can study from a different angle. You can then explore yourself, the beyond you, the current you, all the current influences that you're dealing with. So encourage us to become the observer of our thoughts and emotions, and recognizing that we are not defined by them. And by simply being aware of our inner turmoil, being aware, not folding back, not clinging to other things, but being aware, sticking with the turmoil, sticking with all the disturbances, and that we can then begin to separate ourselves from it rather than being hooked into it, because those claws are heavy. That energy is so heavy. It's prevented us to go further, to, you know, and it also allows us to go further, entangling our energy and getting zapped and all that sort of stuff. So we need to know how to protect our energy, but also how to live with that kind of energy, how to burst through with our own willpower, how to burst through with the energy, with the shakti energy. I'll mention that a bit later, and how we can, you know, in the course that I provided, we also talk a segment on shakti energy. How does that work, and how does that help us? How does that heal us? And then we also look into letting, the other key is to letting go. Letting go, one of the central teachings of the Untethered Soul, or any books, or the Living Untethered, is the art of letting go. Singer Michael suggests that we release our attachments to negative thoughts, past traumas and fears. By acknowledging these feelings without resistance and allowing them to pass through us, we prevent them from becoming stuck energy. Again, the key words are pay attention to without the resistances allowing them to pass through us. We prevent them from becoming stuck in. So, we all have this thing that our body design, our human design is to have stuck energies in our hearts. And we know we don't, if we are, and the key, and the thing is that the heart likes to absorb this, the body likes to absorb this. We need to be able to free ourselves from them and have the ability to free ourselves. And one of them is like using compassion, empathy, and loving kindness is one of the keys or tools that we can use to unlock and burn stuff that's hidden, that's kind of there, that we become averse from, and snap through those past impressions that we have in our hearts. And again, it's all about being on transmuting the stuck energy. However, as we process and we practice, it kind of tends to liberate us and help us regain a sense of lightness. You know, when you're with the Shakti, with the light energy, the feminine energy, you know you're there. You know you feel the lightness. And another key point of discussing here is the inner sentry. What's that? What's an inner sentry? How do we enter inner sentry? What does that mean? This is the idea that we have this inner space that we can walk onto. Some people call that the central, centralizing ourselves. Getting the idea through meditation, through different modalities, similar people, similar tribe, to be able to go into a space called the sanctuary within ourselves, a place of peace and total tranquility, that can where we can retreat, and that when we feel overwhelmed by stuck energy, okay, we can go into our sanctuary and practice breathing. And we, every time we are feeling like anxiety calls, or those emotions are triggering back up, that's because we're allowing that shit to come to be living. We don't want to have that. We need to be get into our sanctuary, because here's one: breath, resent, hate cannot live together. All these emotions we cannot live together. Cannot be in the same space. While we are breathing. So once we're in the sanctuary, we can actually learn to breathe, the proper techniques of breathing, focusing on our breath. You know, even when I'm saying focusing on our breath, attention to our breath, inhale, exhale, find the center, attention to the breath, inhale, exhale. You're not thinking of anything else. It's kind of creating this powerful suggestion just to be with the breath, focusing on the breath. And then you're not being with the stuck energy that you might be feeling stuck or emotionally influenced by. Yeah. So then we have to move into radical acceptance. What's radical acceptance? Radical acceptance. Another vital lesson from both authors is the practice of radical acceptance. Instead of fighting, how about surrendering? Just surrendering, just let it go. Instead of fighting against our feelings, or which in other words for emotions, or trying to change those emotions, we have the ability to and change them. We embrace them with love and compassion and empathy. Imagine practicing that, having that as a ritual, as a practice, to be showing and embracing love, empathy, and compassion to whatever we do. And then by accepting our also inner turmoil as part of the human experience, yes, it's a human experience. Acceptance is a human experience. Exposing through only that, and through the practice to accepting the turmoil as part of the human experience, we can become seekers of beyond us, and we're just stepping back, ability to step back and back, we can start to heal and transmute this energy. And then we move into something called trusting in the flow of life. Trusting in the flow of life. So, again, encouraging us to trust in the flow of life, to let go of our need to control everything. Have you ever noticed how ego tries to control everything? This is the most fault for most people. They just want to be locked in, into pride, lockedness, stuck in energy of coming out of the flow and into the, you know, into the lack of control. And one, and people just want to control. People with a lot of OCD tend to have want to control everything. And stuck energy often arises from our resistance to change or attempt to micromanage our lives. I mean, to the degree where we hanging on like a dog on a bone, you know, and it just wants to micromanage all our lives. So when we trust that life unfolds and everything's going to be okay, if you think it's okay, and everything will be okay, that's just truth, and as it should be, we can realize that this restriction allows our energy to flow freely, easily, easy one with one, right? Yeah. And some people have done the courses, but they know that they've felt that oneness. And but the thing is, the retention part of the sustainability of something like that is where we need to practice next. Again, is practice. So let's have a little chat about the daily meditation. Daily meditation. Meditation is a powerful tool in the process of transmuting stuck energy. Why? Why is it so? For this practice that will involve observing our thoughts without judgment. Thoughts without judgment. This practice helps us become more aware of the energy within you and allows you to let go of what no longer serves you for your well-being and happiness. How's that? So meditation is the practice of staying and practicing the ability to stand still, allowing to the subconscious to come up and give you some information. Also allows us to stay centered, and sometimes we need to address, actually stay with the obstacle, stay with the disturbance. All right. And an ability to observe our thoughts without judgment, without clinging to them, without pushing away from them, all this sort of stuff. So then leading to a happier, well-being life, much more happier. One this little piece down, the untethered soul, or the living untethered, or the power of now, or even the book called from Eckhart Tolle, The New Earth, offers profound wisdom, right, on how we can transmute the stuck energy and experience a greater freedom in life. It's all about how we can cultivate self-awareness. It's all about cultivating the self-awareness and practicing the power of surrendering, the power of accepting, the power of letting go. And then it's all about then, as we keep moving and practicing the inner sanctuary, embracing radical acceptance, trusting the flow of life, and incorporating daily meditation, we can gradually release the burdens that hold us back, crack open those negative reacting triggers, all right, blowing them out, diffusing them, because they need to be addressed, not hidden away from. And so that's the whole aim of it. And as we in time apply these principles in our lives and practice them, we move closer to living untethered from the constraints of own minds, the own mind, allowing our energy to flow freely and openly, and opening ourselves to a deeper sense of peace and freedom. So who doesn't want that, right? So when we look at the bits to this course, the mini course called Transmuting Stuck Energy, a combination of all those books, The Journey to the Inner Liberation, and this is designed to help anyone to understand effectively how to transmute stuck energy. drawing inspiration from teachings from both authors. And through the blend of the theory and practical exercise and some guided meditation, you will embark on a transforming journey towards greater self-awareness, inner freedom. So when we unpack some of the things that we need to unpack is to fully understand and looking at stuck energy, what is it? Understanding the concept of stuck energy, what is it? We need to recognize the impact of stuck energy in our lives and also look at live examples or stories or feelings that we had to encounter, and are we still experiencing the same damn thing? And also we go into introducing the four forces of consciousness, right? The four conscious, and this is very important down the line, I repeat a couple of times, the outer world, the outer world, the thoughts, emotions, and chakra. I repeat it. One, the forces are. The four forces of consciousness are the outer world, the thoughts, the emotions, and then the chakra energy. We move on to the next module. It's called the power of awareness. What's that? What's the power of awareness? So that's the ability to develop mindfulness and self-awareness. The only way to do it, finding stillness. Stillness is the key. But it also reminds me, that is another good book. Stillness is the Key by Ryan Holiday. Get your hands on that one. And then learning to observe thoughts without attachments or any judgments. Learning to do that. How often are we attached to our own thoughts? Like, do we know that is a normality? That is a thing that we think we need to do, and that's what keeps you trapped in your matrix. And then we need to also identifying the patterns of stuck energy in our life. And then we can look at the next module, letting go. Embracing the practice of letting go. How do you do that? Releasing attachments, negative thoughts. We can talk about that. And emotions. The techniques for surrender and acceptance. That's a deep dive on that one. What could be the techniques for surrendering and acceptance? Definitely love to humdrum that one. And then we look at embracing radical acceptance. This is about cultivating self-compassion, acceptance, embracing our emotions without judgment, and integrating radical acceptance into daily life. Radically accept everything that comes our way and not fighting it. Cool. Then we move on to another module called creating your inner sanctuary. Now, how do you do that? How do you build a mental refuge of peace and calm? How good's that to know that you can have that? That's available. You just have to will that, right? And then we're looking at techniques for creating inner space. What's some techniques that we can use for creating inner space? Yeah. Where's your room? Where's your space? Where's your happy space? And what do you need to do? What techniques can we, embrace here? And then we're using your sanctuary to transmute stuck energy. And looking at that. And then we move to the next module. It's trusting in the flow of life. Trusting in the flow of life. So it means letting go of the need to control. Developing trust in life's unfolding. Yep. We're here to learn. Simple as that. We're not here to fight it. And eventually, if we start fighting, you'll find you might even enjoy it. You might even love it. It might be a life change here. And allowing the energy to flow freely. And the only way you're going to do that if we know the keys to letting go and getting understanding to dive deep and acknowledge that we have this karma repeating patterns, mental patterns, and allowing through how to understand the structures involved to allow them to let the shakti energy do its thing without us having to restrict so much in life or control so much in life through the ego, through the pride, for all these sort of restricting energies. And then we move on to awakening the powerful shakti energy. What's that? Understanding shakti energy and its role in consciousness. What is that? Is that a human? Is that a human thing? Or is that some sort of goddess or some energy that had its purpose? It had its purpose to increase our understanding and well-beingness. We can move into that. And people who who are yogis or other type of spiritual practice will understand what a Shakti energy is. Especially if you're Buddhist, you might understand that too. So techniques for unlocking and harnessing the Shakti energy. Wow, we have techniques for that sort of stuff too. How cool is to know that. So experiencing vitality and also connectedness. Wow, listen to that. Experiencing vitality and connectedness. Anyway, then we move on to module 8, which is meditation and daily practices. What can we do to build a strong ritual? Right, the thing is, you have a plenty of choices, right? Lots of opportunities to live, to do things, to experience stuff. And because, and we also have the opportunity to be distracted by a lot of things too. Distraction, all right, that's the major thing. We got 3-4 different ways to be distracted, or you know, knowing what are the three to four things that we are distracted by and how the consciousness kind of works for us or against us. So, however, meditation and daily practices. The meditation, role of meditation in transmuting stuck energy, we'll uncover that. We share some good stuff there. We throw that around the room. And then we do a guided meditation for releasing and transmuting energy. I'll develop something there, or we'll find someone that is currently doing it in a meditation format for releasing and transforming energy, or transforming or transferring energy out of the body. And then we'll establish a daily practice for ongoing transport. Yeah, once again, it's not easy. If you play a guitar and don't play a guitar for 1 month, you'll find that you'll get rusty. You will come out of the practice. So we want to stay into energy. We want to be able to engage, allow and embrace the Shakti energy, but we need to be able to practice, to be there, to witness it, right? To enjoy the freedoms of this life. And also to be able to separate ourselves from so much external influences, but coming to the internal. And then we move into the last module. It's called integration and transformation, the big bang. Reflecting on your journey on transmuting stuck energy, and then celebrating your progress and growth, and then strategies for maintaining an untethered state of consciousness, a free consciousness. Amazing. Where everything, there's just so much to see, so much to feel, so much, even that you might even get to the stage of lucid dreaming, and everything will become, life will become so lucid, so dreamy, so beautiful. Even our senses will open up, even some of our senses will be able to engage with them, because we're not affected by the influence of subconscious and consciousness. Okay, so that's a powerful thing to know. And then we move on to lucky last module, living the untethered way. This is the ability to embrace a life free from constraints of stuck energy, nurturing the sense of inner liberation and the joy moving forward with newfound clarity and purpose. How does that sound? Moving forward, newfound clarity, direction, purpose. Life has a good meaning. And it's because most depression, most mental health is about losing our way, losing our path, losing our purpose, losing, not moving forward anymore, losing everything, the fear of loss. It takes us down to the mental space. I just encountered one of my students. We had a good talk. That she said her boyfriend suffering mental illness at the moment, he's stuck in this kind of place, right? He's stuck in this kind of space, and unless he can crack open the space, he'll find that he'll be going spiraling down to new rabbit holes. His thinking will take him down lower. And yeah, it's not a space to be in, you know. Life feels like shit. There's no energy left. There's no flow of life. Once again, one of the authors, right, and said that, yeah, all you want to do is be happy. All you want to ask yourself the question, do I want to be happy? Yes or no? And that happiness is unconditional, right? No one tells you that happiness is unconditional. The question is, do you want to be happy? If you want to be happy, this is a course for you. All right? There's no point dwelling into and having a messy relationship and feeling kind of sorrow. But ability to practice this profound disciplines of getting unstuck and learning to live with energy, with profound clarity and purpose, would make your life sparkle. But then you wouldn't need, and you find that as you practice this, you'll find you'll be so sparkly, so enlightened, full of light, that you'll find that people are naturally attracted to you, like light to a moth, a moth to a light. Either way, it works both ways, right? So, yeah, that's beautiful. And yeah, the course has just been developed. You will be provided an Udemy live, you know, video lectures, discussions, guided meditations, opportunities, group discussions, assignments, weekly assignments to keep it in a practical application, reading material and resources will be all available. So when someone has done this course with me, okay, and I am chucking a mini free one on Clubhouse, as I had earlier, but when someone kind of practices this and it's continuous, and there's a membership fee and whatnot in the future, but at the moment it's totally free. But at the end of this course, like, participants will have a deeper understanding of forces that influence their consciousness and the tools to transmute their stuck energy effectively. They will be equipped with life untethered, embracing life of great inner peace and clarity and joy. By the way, I would like to invite you to something called, on Facebook, beautiful group. There's about 3,800 members at the moment worldwide. Is called The Untethered Soul by Michael Singer, Australian Master Study Group, study book study group. So that's available, and where we can all feed off the same thing, to stay highly vibrational, to learn more from the masters, and just amazing technology we have, and group community and whatnot. But again, it's about the practice. It's about getting your hands dirty and getting it out there, feeling it. That way you too can become the Jedi warrior. Shine your light. Cool. So in The Untethered Soul, consciousness identifies four primary forces. Okay, I kind of went through that, just repeating. So what is the outer world? Let's look at that. I just repeat the contents again one more time. It's like exploration of the concept of consciousness, and identifies four primary forces that shape our inner experience of perception or reality. I do have some major resources on this if anyone's wanting it. All they have to do is just text me and say, Nick, I want it. I want to know more. You can reach out, and my email address is this. Nick, N-I-C-K, Jansev, J-A-N-C-V, lifecoach@gmail.com. I'll repeat that. Nick Jansev, lifecoach@gmail.com. Get in touch and I'll send you some more materials on that. So I urge you to do that. So the four forces are outer world, thoughts, emotions, and shunned energy. Let's kind of expand a little bit more on that, on each of these forces, right? And so important to know. So what's the inner world? It is like, that is the interactions with the external world significantly influencing our consciousness. Our senses constantly receive information from world around us. Sight, sound, smells, the five senses, and physical, sensational, somatic. These external stimuli can have a profound impact on our inner states and our being. For example, a beautiful sunset might evoke feelings of awe and peace, while a stressful work environment can trigger anxiety, frustration. Imagine having to clip your finger, you know, have an anchor, and then even though you have, you know, you feel like in your mind you already have this mental conscript, but you're going to have a shit time at work, right? And all of these triggers, anxiety, maybe someone's giving you a time, and then you're resisting it, causing more fuel to the fire before it lights up. So yeah, that's what that one means. So then we look at thought. So how do we deal with thought? Thoughts are a powerful force within our consciousness. Singer explains that our minds are constantly generating streams of thoughts, opinions, judgment, commentary, These thoughts can shape our perception of reality, influence our emotions, and man, we're all a mess. Sometimes we can even create a kind of borderline personality. Have you ever once committed yourself to something, you acted on it, you behaved to it, you went out there and it was totally wrong? You said, what the heck? What did I do for? What did I do that for? I actually went to the wrong address of my client, right? And all I had this, my own borderline thing going on, borderline personality, you know, hacking my thoughts, creating, moving to the environment, and it was totally wrong. And even thinking, yeah, that happens all the time. And then we got to be so clear. Otherwise, when you're actually having a relationship and we're all doing that, male, female, whatever, all right, we're all doing that, right? We're all doing that with our partners. And is it a wonder that we find it difficult to communicate, right? Imagine all this type of influences, emotions firing up there. So, I lost my space, but it's okay. Judgments and commentary. These thoughts can shape our perception and reality, influence our emotion. Just repeating that. This identifying with these attachments and attaching ourselves to these thoughts can lead to inner turmoil. Let's call the inner voice, right? Inner turmoil and suffering. Also, it's encouraging to become the observer of our thoughts without getting entangled with them, allowing us to achieve a more liberated state of mind. Absolutely. Let's go now talking about the emotions, right? What are these, the emotions? The other force, the other consciousness of ourselves. Now, super, super important. The emotions are probably coming, they're actually floating around the heart zone. Emotions are another integral aspect of our consciousness. They are the body's response to thoughts and external stimuli. That emotions can be intense and overwhelming, but emphasizing the importance of not suppressing. Here we go. Do not suppress or deny them, but instead encourages to for the practice of experiencing emotions fully, allowing them to flow through us without the resistance. Do something that's called the spiritual path of non-resistance, and also to be able to detach and crack open those emotions and allow them to burn through us, not able to always resurface to them. And then again, mind only knows how to attach to things, and by doing so, we can then do something called that transmute stuck energy, emotional energy, and achieve a greater sense of inner peace. How's that? Who wants that, right? Okay, moving along. Then we go into something called the Shakti energy. The Shakti energy is also known as a life force or a spiritual energy. It is a concept rooted deep into Eastern spirituality and yoga philosophy. Once again, the guru Singh discusses like how this energy flows through us and influences our consciousness. When this energy is blocked or stagnant, it can result in a feeling of unease, discontent, disconnections, depression, here we go, happy chemical drugs, and all this sort of stuff. However, by actually cultivating the awareness once again and practicing like meditation, mindfulness, we can awake, we can pull out of the matrix, and we can then harness the transformative power of Shakti energy. This can be led to a deeper sense of inner connection and vitality. The Shakti energy is it's a non-human thing. Okay, it is a spiritual thing. It is our divine spiritual thing. It is a connectiveness. It is the essence. It is part of the essence. It is part of the human design. It is part of us. We can, you know, it is part of the elevator, slippery snakes and ladder function, where up and downs and all emotions can just drop us like a ton of bricks. So how do we, you know, again, we're looking, it leads us to this beautiful inner sense of connections and vitality. We need this energy. You know, if you're a runner, right, or an athlete, you know what I'm talking about. You can watch kids in the future, they're doing somersaults. They're flipping, right? Or they're running at like X amount of kilometers, right? Imagine the weight of that body and it's the spirit that makes the spirit, right? that actually that flow, that energy, it is a spirit that actually creates that vitality, that energy to move, you know, to move our bodies, you know, to run, to bounce, to move forward. Just an analogy there of how it feels to have the Shakti energy in a way moving through us, purifying us, sustaining us, creating this surplus energy, vitality energy, right? Who doesn't want that? Everyone does, right? So living untethered. Readers become aware of these four forces and then their interplay in our lives. By understanding how they shape our inner world, we can take steps to free ourselves from limitations and what they impose. So, the teachings emphasize the importance of mindfulness, surrendering attachments, embracing present moments, achieve state of inner liberation, untethered consciousness. If that's your thing and you want to get out of depression, get out of the extremity of life, man, this course is amazing. So, we talked about the outer worlds and we moved into that. However, some of these questions that we can ask, okay? Some of the questions, empowering questions you might be asking, just there's a lot of them, but I might just go with a few. What is your current understanding of the concept of stuck energy and how is it manifested in your life? How do the four forces of consciousness, outer world, thoughts, emotion, Shakti, energy, relate to your experience of stuck energy? Are you experiencing any of these? Or do you know they're available to you? Or do you know how your consciousness actually works? Let's look at the power of awareness now. A few questions on that. How can you cultivate mindfulness and self-awareness in your daily life? Or, basically, whatever you focus on, that's what you get. Whatever we focus on, that's what we get. Where energy flows, our focus goes. So, interesting. Describe a recent situation recently where you observed your thoughts without attachments. How did that feel? What did you learn from the experience? And then let's have a few questions on letting go. Let's share an example of a personal attachment to a negative thought or emotion. How might letting go of an attachment improve your well-being? Or do you want to cling like the dog on a bone? You know, you can be dangling, you know, from a rope, and there's a bone connected to the rope off a tree, and then all of a sudden that dog's just dangling off it and won't let go. Stay there all night if it has to. That's life. How does practice of letting go align with your pursuit of inner liberation? Do you feel you're liberated? You know, or are you hanging on there? Yeah. Let's look at radical acceptance. How do we embrace radical acceptance? Here's a question now. Describe a recent experience where you embrace your emotions without judgment. How did this affect you for your inner state? How can you integrate radical acceptance in your daily life and into interactions with others? Yeah, acceptance part of love. Surrendering is part of love. That really goes from the heart, living from the heart, isn't it? So yeah, that's what happens. So if you can learn to let go, learn to live from the heart, we can learn to transmute stuck energies nice and quick. But we still need practice. Now let's go creating your inner sanctuary. Imagine your ideal inner sanctuary of peace and calm. What elements would it contain? And how would you access it in moments of distress? Let's share a personal experience of using your inner sanctuary to transmute stuck energy. What did you learn from this practice? Is stillness the key for you? Yeah. And did you know that we need to trust the process? Trust the process of life and to stay within the flow of life? Okay. So let's reflect on your need for control in various aspects of your life. Why are you controlling things? How might letting go of these needs to positively this need to positively impact your inner states? What strategies can you employ to develop a greater trust in the unfolding of life and the universe and events or circumstances? How does the acceptance of trusting in the flow of life and its processes relate to transmitting stuck energy? We can chat on all this. One more now. Let's awaken the shucked energy. Here's a beautiful question. Have you ever felt a sense of blocked or stagnant energy in your body or mind? How did it affect you? What techniques or practice can you help you unblock the harness and shucked energy in your life? Now, how might awakening your natural energy, a God can't give God thing, it's not human, remember? How might awakening this shucked energy contribute to your sense of vitality, connection with universe, with everyone in the space of life, and then cultivating, which helps you cultivate the untethered soul, and also allows you to embrace empathy, compassion, and loving kindness to everything in this life. With that, kind of maybe reduce the likelihood of our ego interacting with our thoughts and consciousness and past experiences? Maybe. Absolutely. And then meditation. Daily practices. Share your experiences with meditation. Do you meditate? Do you practice mindfulness? Do you practice something like lucid dreaming states? Are you a practitioner of that? Do you practice meditation on the chakra points of the body? Okay. How have these rat practices impacted your ability to transmit energy? Stuck energy. What changes do you face in maintaining a daily practice, and how can you overcome them? That's important. A lot of us give up. A lot of us don't realize that we have the ability, but it's the willpower to keep the practice. What do we do? Are we too distracted? I understand. Life gets in the way, right? Sure. But come back to practice. Come back to your center. And a few more questions. What about integration and transformation? Let's reflect on your journey throughout this course, right? What personal growth or transformation have you experienced in relation to stuck energy? How have your perspectives and approaches to transmuting stuck energy evolved? Are you still stuck? Do you need to practice getting unstuck? What strategies do you have or will you be using to continue integrating these techniques in your life? Yep, beyond your course. So it's all about continuation, sustainability. Moving on to living the untethered way. How do you envision living untethered from a stuck energy? What changes do you hope to see in your life? What strategies can you implement to nurture a sense of inner liberation, peace, clarity, and the joy in your daily life? What steps will you take to maintain the progression you've made and until your journey towards untethered? The references that we will look at are from anyone that has bought themselves the book, Living Untethered, by Michael Singer. If you will look at chapters 36 to 39, I encourage anyone to go and buy themselves the book. Not promoting the book, but there's many other different resources. You might get lucky, you might find something on Spotify. Someone's already done the reading for us, but there's nothing like having your hard copy, your own book, your own text to stuff, right? Your own journey. And let's face it, people buy books, but only about 15% of people actually finish a book or finish something because the power of distraction is too heavy. So yeah, this is a wonderful place to go and practice through memberships, and then this, let it be like, if you're going to be a runner, you're going to run out there, you're going to be going to do the marathon run, get practicing. When I was a marathon runner, I used to practice for 21 kilometers, regular 21 kilometers. It took a lot out of me. It took a lot of time out of me. I had to surrender, to let go and accept that I had to do that, had to be running, you know, with a group that was good, that was nicely uplifting. I could feel the shakti in me, the shakti energy of running. I was there. But it took a lot of discipline, took a lot of practice. It didn't kind of happen overnight. You know, I had to get mentally fit for that, had to have the mindset, had to push through pain, push through pain. So yeah, very cool, very cool. So I think that's basically it. You got some wonderful question that we're going to get hit with, and in that little mini course. And the value is like sharing from each other, sharing and caring, and sharing what we know. Once again, it is here. If you're interested, again, I'll mention my name again. It's Nick Jansen, life coach at gmail.com. And I am from Holistic Health and Anxiety Coaching, and happy to help anyone that is struggling with some anxiety at the moment. Yes, it takes practice and awareness. And look, I just wish you happy life. There's no point being miserable. No being, you know, one day. Life is always in impermanence. It's always changing, never the same. But we can be practicing certain things the same way. And if you're not practicing things, then that becomes normal to you, and therefore you're still in the matrix. So you're here. Your divine purpose is here. You are here to be happy. You are here to learn. So without further ado, I want to just wish you all the best. Hopefully that you can join me on the course at Clubhouse. You know, I always provide these little courses, living from the state of untethered, living a life and allowing your soul to be free. Goodbye from me.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.